The following podcast is a part of RadioMisfits.com.
Welcome to Misfits Making It. We're oddballs and we're doing cool stuff. I'm your host, Lauren LoGiudice. This is the podcast version of the comedy shows I host around New York City and the road, the Misfit Variety Show, and all the shows at the Capiche Club Misfit Comedy Space down in Little Italy. Well, how's it going? What's up in your misfit world? I'm getting ready to go to Scotland. Wow! I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. It's going to be great. It's a show called American Assholes, and it's myself and two other wonderful comedians, Daniel Slaughter and Wayne Charles II. And it's going to be a great time. Our show is basically like a split bill, and we're talking about, you know, all of our material in general talks a lot about identity and what it means to survive and live in America in this time. If not like being like, this is what it's like to survive in America. It's like really what it's like. That's really the essence, the crux of it. So we noticed that, put the show together, and yeah, it's going to be great. I am preparing so much material to go because I'm on like about three other shows a day. Because what you do is you go to Edinburgh, and you get on, like you do other, it's called showcase shows. You'll do like a lineup show or I'm opening for some people. And yeah, it's a great way to get people to come to your show. What I love about Edinburgh, it's like showbiz, old, like the essence of showbiz. You have a bunch of shows. How are you going to stand out? I mean, that's kind of like, it's a microcosm of what it's like in the wider world. Like there's a lot of other stuff to do. Like what makes your thing stand out? And you notice like the smallest things make a huge difference. My friend did a show in like the same area, like the same like walking traffic density, the same vibe of the space. One room was in a shipping container. I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of performance spaces are in shipping containers. And then another space was a yurt. Well, a yurt speaks to the fringe kind of vibe. And like most people are like, hey, I've never been to a show in a yurt. So they sold out when it was in the yurt. And they had trouble getting audience when it was in the shipping container. Like, that's just so location, 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 like the essence of showbiz. So, and it's timing and it's location and it's theme. And it's like people really need to be able to grasp onto something that they can understand and know is going to be good before they get in the door. So they want things that they can relate to. It's very interesting. And I'll have more to say. We're going to do a wrap-up episode at the end, just to kind of last time I went to the Edinburgh Fringe. If you look back in my catalog, I did everything I learned about Fringe from going. Because my first time at Fringe was, I did a show kind of like on the outskirts through Free Fringe. And the main goal was to look around and see what the game was. And I'm glad I did it. So that's there. And then I'll have an updated one. Because I'm doing Fringe a little bit differently. I'm doing it with other people. I'm doing the paid Fringe. So, you know, it's a little different and I'll have something to say. But yeah, it's exciting. I feel like I'm nerding out on thinking about producing and it's super fun. And also thinking about what material is going to fly and trying to prepare like just a ton of material because I can run so much stuff. And I can't wait. And also I'll be running elements of my show, my hour long show, ancestry.comedy. It's going to be a great time. Super looking forward to it. So listen, before we get into our misfit melodrama, the comedian Make It Mo, here's just a shout out. Please rate and review the podcast because listen, social proof is super important for misfits because misfits trust other misfits to know what's good. Also, you could sign up for updates at laurenlogi.com or you could sponsor a podcast. We make it accessible for individuals and small businesses to sponsor us. So just go to laurenlogiudice.com. Just kidding. laurenlogi.com. Super easy. Go to listen and podcast and you could contact us there. All right, so let's get to our misfit melodrama with Mika Mo. She's a New York City comedian, super funny. She's traveling all over the place performing these days, and she will be at Edinburgh Fringe. So let's get right to it, to the hysterically funny misfit melodrama with Mika Mo. Well, welcome, Mika Mo, to Misfits Making It.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Lauren.
Awesome. Excellent. So we're going to go into some Misfit melodrama in just a bit. But before we go, tell us about your podcast, We Are Done.
Oh, yeah. We're Done Here. So it's an emotional wellness comedy podcast. As you know, I'm a stand-up comedian. And then we interview comedians about, like, their emotional wellness issues. And, like, what does that even mean? It can span anywhere from, like, mental health to, like, everyday things, like dating advice to therapy advice. We have people come on there and talk about their stuttering issues. Someone talk about they have Tourette's. I thought they were autistic, but apparently they have Tourette's. And like people talk about all types of things, depression, suicide, all the fun stuff, grief. That's actually very popular. Lots of grief talk.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah. To be clear, I have messed up only almost everyone's podcast name because I am a clown. All right. What do you feel like? I mean, sure, you're learning, I guess. The thing you're learning is that grief is huge.
Yeah, a lot of people going through grief. Sometimes I don't cover it again. Not to say, well, just because of the simple fact, like, I don't want too many people doing grief because I like there's other emotional wellness problems. Like someone came on to talk about their eating disorder. We like to hear about that. We like to hear it. But we want a range of topics. Someone talked about what was a good topic last year? I'm trying to think. Someone talked about like imposter syndrome. Everyone thinking everyone hates them. So I like to keep it like varied because everyone has like a different like emotional wellness or some sort of, you know, issue that they're dealing with. So I like to keep it broad. We had Amina Amani come on and talk about exercise. I thought that was important, but she was talking to me because she like exercised every day. And I'm like, does walking around New York City count? Apparently it doesn't.
What? So that's crazy.
The only workout you're getting is walking around New York City. I think the train sometimes, like I'm definitely getting a workout. Like I ran for the Q train yesterday, but according to Amina, that's not true. So we have people talking about tons of things. We had a really great episode with a comedian named, what's his name? Derek? Yeah, Derek Dreschel. Drescher. Yeah, he talked about being formerly incarcerated. I thought that was really cool. Not that it was cool that he was formerly incarcerated.
You're like, interesting for my podcast.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, exactly. Interesting for the podcast. Who else was it? Another woman came on and talked about, she's actually doing a show about it, Edinburgh Fringe. Amy Veltman talked about the pelvic stuff. I was like, I don't even know what she's talking about. Pelvic floor health. I'm like, what is she talking about?
That's awesome. That's really cool. And like, so do you ask people like, all right, so what's your issue? I want you on the podcast, or they come to you?
So it depends. Like some people come to me, say they want to talk about something. Some people, I hear them talking about something and I want to talk. Like Gus Costantelis, I knew his mom had recently passed away about 2 years ago or so. So I did want him to come on the podcast, talk about grief. Cause like, I felt like his mom was really important to like everyone because he had did so much material on her. Mm-hmm. And so like when he lost his mom, I guess everyone felt like they lost their mom. He actually thought that was really weird, which I understand. And I'm like, right? Why do we all care? But it was of course, but yeah. So sometimes I see something that a comic does and I want them to talk about on the podcast. So that happens a lot actually. Like I'll be like, oh, I saw you talking about this. I would love for you to talk about it on the podcast.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to talk about a lot more people stuff. We have some audience submitted stories right here. If you too would like to submit a story, you can leave a message at 646-WANG-0X1 and we'll get to it. So these are from the Misfit Variety Show. And I'll do one or two before I bring on Carmella, audience favorite. All right. So here we go. And we're going to give, and as always, you know, like we are going to be riffing on this, but we're making fun of ourselves. Trust me. So we're not, you have your story. We have worse. Trust. Okay. So this says, when I go to the beach, I wear black head to toe and they wear a sun mask too. And someone made fun of them saying, hey, and to his friend, like, hey, it's death, because they're dressed all in black, cover themselves in black, and they feel a lot of shame because someone made fun of them for doing that.
Wait, I have so many questions. So are they wearing a black bathing suit, or are they like painting themselves black? I'm confused. I don't know.
I guess they wear, and you never know, like they wear black head to toe. Like I think they're just doing one of those people who go like extreme sun protection.
Is it like hijab or like...
I think it's just when they go to the beach, they're just like, they go. It's interesting. Like, they're brave to even go to the beach. Like, if you hate the sun that much, like, why do you go to the beach? Just stay home. Like, you don't have to go to the beach.
Are they pale? Are they going to burn?
I guess so. I guess it's someone super pale or someone who does not want, like, the sun to touch them at all.
Oh, sounds like a personal problem. Stupid. Anyway. Just don't go to the beach, girl. You can go to the beach or something. Whatever. That's stupid.
You don't have to go through all that stress of having to wear all that stuff. And if you want to wear that stuff, fuck people. Why are you listening to them? Fuck them.
Well, you know what? I love the beach at, like, dusk, you know?
That's the best.
Yeah, just do that. Or, like, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this way, I'm in black. I'm looking weird. Whatever.
Yeah. What are you going to... I mean, come to New York City. Everyone's just, like, going down the street, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. This one, I don't know what this one is. Okay, let's go to this other one. All right, here we go. I felt like a misfit my entire childhood. I was picked on for crying all the time. That's sad.
Yeah.
Because then they feel like a misfit. Like, they feel like a misfit, and then they cry about it, and then they get made fun of more, and then they cry about it.
I think crying's good.
Yeah.
Did you watch this season of Love Island?
I saw one of the last episodes.
So I don't watch that show, but I only watched this season because everyone's talking about it. Anyway, there was this girl on there named Amaya. I think that's her name. Always crying every 5 seconds, every episode, and America loved her for it. So... Let it cry. Everyone loves a crybaby. Yeah.
Right. We need to cry.
I love crying. It's like, yeah, I'm crying.
Yeah. I mean, you got to let it go. I feel like right now I've been like the last week. I'm like, I need a good cry. I don't know when it's coming, but I feel it.
Yeah.
Just got to let it out.
Yeah.
Sometime. Maybe I'll cry after this podcast. Maybe I'll cry on the podcast. You never know.
I think that's good.
All right. So I'm going to bring Carmela Ravoli out right now. She is an audience favorite. She is straight from Boca Raton, Florida, where she's retired. And she's usually by the pool with a parliament. But let's bring her out. Hi, Makeup Mo. How's it going?
Oh, hi.
Hi. So it's so good to see you. We're going to read these people. It's like the box of shame in here. This little thing happened to me and I let these assholes make me feel bad about it. But I was saying, who gives a fuck?
I identify with that.
Yes.
Wait, you originally from the East Coast?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm from Queens. So here we are.
There we go. Lauren's from Queens. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, I got it. Well, I'm from Queens, so.
Okay, two Queens people. Oh, look at that. She forgot to mention it. She did hear about that on your podcast. She just forgot. She smoked too much weed when she was 19. She doesn't know what happened. Yeah. That's the thing about being from Queens. You get into the stuff. It's early.
Yeah, that's true.
So this one says, I felt like a misfit when I got initiated into my college soccer team and had to run down the hill as a race against two others with an Oreo between our ass cheeks.
That sounds very particular. Did the Oreo melt? Like, why'd you put the Oreo in your ass cheek? I just don't understand.
I guess that's like an orientation, an initiation into my college soccer team.
Okay, got it. Okay. Whatever.
Did you ever go do an initiation of some sort? I've never
I'm not doing this.
So you never did anything that required an initiation?
No, definitely not. Like, I'm not, yeah, I don't do stuff like that. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's too serious. Like, I got to make a fool out of myself just so you're my friends. What the fuck is that?
I never pledged anything. Like, me and my best friend from high school went to the same college town. So we just hang out with each other.
Where'd you go to college?
Buffalo.
Ah, shuffle off to Buffalo, as they say. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, and it's too cold to go down there over there with something in your ass cheeks.
Yeah,
the thing I wonder, this is because you do mental health stuff on your podcast, is like, I wonder if all this initiation stuff is trauma bonding.
It is. Or it's like a power dynamic, right? Like they...
Yeah.
So someone can, but I'm not doing anything. Nobody's having power over me.
I feel like it's like you don't have enough trauma in your life, so you're going to create the trauma. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That's especially those fraternity girls. It's like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, it's like get a life. I wish they would have been traumatized more, so they stayed away from the West Village. They just invaded like a pack of hyenas.
They're so annoying. Ugh.
Them and their espresso martinis.
Yeah, they really like the. I don't think New York is for people like that. They just need to like get robbed and go away. Like,
right. I think we need some more robbings in the West Village to all the thieves out there. They're idiots anyway. They're walking around with their purses out, wearing expensive watches. They need to be stolen.
The city is too safe. I think that's what's going on. People need to bring, I don't know, nobody gets robbed anymore. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. I know, especially like all those Teslas, like people walking around. What the hell is this?
Back in the day, I remember my dad's car used to get broken into a lot, but not anymore. Like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's so boring. Everything is just so like you walk out your house, you just feel like, oh, look, another day. Like you don't have to, sun shining. I don't have to watch my back. Not that I like to have to watch my back, but then it keeps the annoying people away.
That's right. And I think like as Native New Yorkers, you have to understand, like, you know where not to go, what time to go. I think that's the fun of the city. Like if someone's in a bad neighborhood, it's like you shouldn't have been there at after 12. Like, you understand? But nowadays, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's your fault. Welcome to New York. That is the real initiation ceremony of New York. That's it. That's the one. Everything else is bullshit, okay? Just come to New York. Stop the fucking sorority. Just come to New York. We'll give you an initiation ceremony. We'll give you some drama. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're terrible, Miko. You know what? I don't care. I say what I want. Because you know what? The thing is, you can't cancel me because I'm retired. So whatever.
Oh, that's true. That's nice.
That's nice. So, okay. In fourth grade, I get braces the same day as my first contest, first concert with my dad. I went to school with the lisp just to share my entire class. Okay. So they went to concert with the dad and then came in the next day all excited, but then had a lisp. And they went to go see ZZ Top. Well, that's your fault. But
ZZ, is this from the 80s?
I guess so. I guess this person got braces.
Okay.
When was ZZ Top? I don't even know.
I only remember watching them like on, you know, when like VH1 used to do those music videos from the past.
Yes.
I think they're from the 80s. Like I used to watch all the like I Love the 90s, I Love the 80s, all those shows. Like,
yes.
Yeah, so anyway, they came to school with the lifts. Okay.
Have anything happen at school?
So many things happened at school. Like, so about everything at school. Like, I can't even think. Oh, one time I did have a long scarf, and I was skipping, and then I tripped on the scarf in front of everybody. Everybody was laughing, but, like, man, stuff like that.
Bunch of assholes. But I bet it was kind of funny. I mean, did you know you were going to be a comedian?
No, I did not know, but it was very funny when I slipped and fell on that scarf. The thing about it is everyone like made a big deal about it more than I did. I actually thought it was very entertaining. I did not know I would be a comedian when I slipped on my scarf, no.
So when did you get into comedy?
Like 5 years ago. I was already like grown. I don't know. It was just one day I started doing comedy, which is probably a mistake, but here we are.
So you're a COVID comedian?
I'm a COVID comic, yeah. I am a COVID comic.
Wow. It's like you were born in COVID. Wow.
Well, the comedy. Well, I was always funny, but, you know, telling other people about it.
Did you do it in the online open mics?
I did do a few of those, but I was more of a park girl, like making people laugh outside. But I did do it online open mics as well. I did a lot of online shows. I planned an online show. It was really like a fundraiser. Actually, raised a lot of money.
You raise a lot of money. Oh, is that because you know normal people? That's why? Because it's when comics sometimes do stuff, they only need comics.
Yeah, it was like a nonprofit, so like we raised a bunch of money for this. Like, it was actually for a nonprofit called End of Life Choices New York. Because New Yorkers, you know, this is different. This is a PSA. New Yorkers are the least planned out for their death. Like, we're the worst in the country. Like, New Yorkers do not plan for their death.
Wow.
There's a bunch of New Yorkers with no will, and this particular organization was trying to get the word out so New Yorkers do more estate planning because we're like last in the country in it.
Wow, estate. Wow. See, I thought you were going to say end of life choices. I thought it was going to be about ending your life as a choice.
Well, that's a part of it too, but like also estate planning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Get your wills in order. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what the worst nightmare is for me as I'm getting old is thinking about like it's like, okay, my kids get it, but then their stupid spouses. I don't want them to get it.
God. Did you do your will?
I did my will. I put that in a trust.
Okay.
Not the I's and the T's. Everyone I hate. I don't want anyone I hate to get it. Not that I hate the spouses. They're okay. But you know what I mean. They don't deserve my money, whatever I have.
I get it. My dad is a stepmom. I hope I get love stuff.
There you go. There you go. So did you get your parents to do the wills?
No. So they haven't. My mom is all the blood of Jesus, baby. And then I haven't really talked to my dad about it. I feel like he's like, I don't know. Probably has to talk to his wife about
it. There we go. And that whole thing, that gets crazy.
I did talk to my mom. It's funny. I mentioned it to my mom and then she started doing stuff. I haven't seen any paperwork. So I'll go back to her.
Ask for a signed copy. Trust me. Don't get the craziness. I've seen things down in the old home. On the old
child, so.
Oh, it all goes to you anyway.
Yeah.
But there's ways they can hide it so they don't have to, you get all of it.
Because my stepmom, she has like nephews and nieces. I was like, but it's better not get any of this stuff.
She might be like, they're a kid to me. Oh, no.
Exactly.
This bullshit. There's only one kid. You better tell daddy. I'm your one. You're one and only, right, honey?
I got to preach to him.
All right. So Christmas 2010, where mom's BFF ate too many mussels and passed out before lunch. Oh, gin. The mussels was gin. Is a code word for gin, I guess.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And the neighbors had a very loud foursome in the pool.
Oh, my God. Now, this is an interesting story.
This is great. Wow. Their mom's BFF ate too many mussels. That's amazing. And passed out. Wow. Okay. And a foursome in the pool. Was all the neighbors watching all of this?
That's how I'm confused. Like, how do they know about that?
I guess this is 2010. That was before the Ring camera. Thank God. Imagine.
They must have been spying, though. Anyway. I went for like a misfit. I don't know. Not about the drinking the gin, but or whatever, the muscles, but the pool thing.
Yeah. Wait, you said that was a misfit or what? You said you did that? Wait, I didn't.
No. I would feel like a misfit if that happened. If someone saw me getting busy.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I have to say I keep my liquor well. I don't pass out. That's my thing.
I've never blacked out. I've never passed. People have like, I don't remember. I'm like, what? How can you not remember? We were all here.
Yeah. It's just they get too much, you know. Like the thing is, like when you're witty like we are, you know, we drink until we, you know, we always want to drink to lubricate, but not to go over the edge. But like, why would we do that?
Exactly. I want the banter.
Can't be highlight with my martini.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I don't like getting too sloppy with liquor because I'm having so much fun just, you know.
Yeah. These people need to handle themselves. Maybe they see when you grow up in New York, you always access to everything. So you just don't have to go so crazy.
No, there's no need to do that. Maybe I've gotten too drunk, like drank too much and I got a little spins. But never like the blackout. I don't know what happened. That happened to so many of my friends. I'm like, what were you doing?
What the hell? Like, what are you exactly? Like, how do you proceed with this? I don't understand it. And like, what is that? Are you just, can't you feel yourself getting a little drunk? And then you're like, oh no, onward.
Yeah. It's like, didn't you think like, hey, I need to drink some water? Like, I always get confused by that.
I don't understand that. See, that's why I like to drink it slowly. Happy hour starts at 3 for me. And then I just go into, you know, slow and steady.
I love that.
Okay. So here's another one. And oh, my goodness. At a sister's wedding. Here we go. I was a sporty girl in high school. She straightens my long curly hair, usually in a ponytail, put makeup on me and a long chiffon peach bridesmaid gown to match the other women in high heels. I did the feminine to fit in and help make her day special. But when I was growing up, no, that was it. That was it. That was the standout moment. Oh, because she's a butchie maybe in the real life. And then she had a femme do the femme thing.
Oh, for her sister's wedding. Well, actually, she could have dressed up like a nicely, I don't know, young lady man. You know what I mean? You've seen it.
I've seen all the things. I'm very tight with the gays.
Like dress up with like, you know, a nice suit for a lady. I don't know. I've seen like good lesbian outfits.
Yeah, you needed to just go on lesbian talk. and see some fashion.
Yeah, they look great. Yeah, they do it. So where they have the formal events, yeah, very nice.
Do you know, and you could do all the chiffon, you could do chiffon peach suits. That's fine.
That's a bit much, but you don't have to go, if it doesn't make you comfortable, you don't have to wear dresses, I would say.
Right. I think it's like they felt so bad, but it's like, you know, tell your sister, shove it. Lauren had a cousin. She doesn't say this, but Lauren had a cousin who kicked her out of the wedding because she was going to be too butchy and they didn't like it.
Oh, wow. That's messed up.
She was very excited to make sure that they could not get a place in the table. Yes.
That's crazy. I can see Lauren pulling off like a good tailored lesbian satin suit or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's so many options. Just people are stupid. That's the thing I've learned over the years. Some people. And you know what? Fuck them. Why does she need to be in the pictures?
Exactly.
It's crazy. Okay, this is interesting. This person wanted to share an interesting thing about themselves, is that they are obsessed with the smell of burning diesel fuel.
Oh, you know what? I identify with that.
You do?
It smells kind of good. It's interesting.
Like, is that what you mean? Like at a gas station?
At a gas station, maybe sometimes you get too close to a plane. Like, I don't know.
The plane is serious business.
I shouldn't smell it there, but I do like that smell. There's something about that smell that's a little intoxicating. I can see that.
It is a scent. It's something, you know, it's something. Yeah. It reminds me, I wonder if they huffed when they were, did you ever do the huff? I never did that.
Oh, shirt. I did huff. Aerosol. Maybe that's why I like it. That makes so much sense.
We're solving it here. Right here.
So now we're big into huffing.
Were you in Astoria?
Yeah, but like in junior high school for sure.
Okay. So what, the kids get together in like a circle?
Yeah, we would get some aerosol and then like a towel and you put it over the can, and then I don't know, you just walk around. We used to do that all the time.
And you'd walk around the streets of Astoria like?
Yeah, mostly in the alleyway. We did a lot of stuff in the alleyway. There was this one alleyway that we go to a lot. So yeah, I don't know why we did that, but we did that a lot.
Okay. All right. So you go there. Okay. The huff. And you live to tell the tale. Look at you. Look at you now.
It's just like, you know, 5 seconds of like,
well, you know, the story, they had like all the stories, like it was a big thing, like in the, I guess that was like the 2000s or something, where there'd be like, you know, breaking news. All these kids are huffing all over the place. I guess they were right. And they would always show a sad person on the side of the road, just looking lost with holding a paint can.
Yeah, we never did that. Yeah, but we did do the aerosol. I don't know. We were big into air freshener.
Wait, how do you huff an air freshener?
So you literally put the towel over it and then you have the spray and then you huff that spray, which is really bad. I think that's how we used to do it, if I remember. Maybe there was another step, but I can't. Did we take something out? I can't remember, but we did definitely huff that spray.
What was the favorite flavor of your friend group?
I don't even remember. That was so long ago. Yeah, we were definitely in junior high school. We used to always do that.
Okay.
All right. Put your hands on anything else. So we're just like, hey.
I mean, you couldn't get marijuana.
I guess we could. But yeah, I think at that time we were into the huffins. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? It's cheaper. Just go grab your mom's deodorant.
Right. The aerosol. It was like a dollar something. It was very cheap.
You know, what time you buy a dime bag or whatever, do that whole thing.
Actually, we used to go uptown because they used to have it was a 2 for $10 or something like that, or 2 bag nicks. The nickels were $5, so we can. But we used to have to go all the way to Harlem, which is not that far from Astoria. This is the M60 bus.
Oh, the bus goes across Wanza, because then you got to go up and down.
No, we just take M60 bus goes right to Harlem. It takes like no time, and you take the bus back.
So you can go in Harlem. They have like basically it's the dollar store of marijuana.
It was back then. That was like back in the day. That was very long ago. That's like early 2000s.
Yeah. So you're going, interesting. Well, but now everything's in the store, so I don't know.
Anymore. Everything's like $50 for like this. I'm like, anyway, this weed's not even like, you know, special anymore.
Right, right, right. I never smoked the marijuana, but I noticed the things. And I'm just like, there's so many weed stores and everything's so professional. I think to me, it takes the fun out.
It's true. It was a novelty. And I was like, eh. Yeah. I was like, and then I was like, what happened to my drug dealer? Like, the guy used to sell me weed. Does he have a job now? Does he go work at one of these stores? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe he uses entrepreneurial services to do something else. Well, to all the drug dealers out there, we hope you're doing well. Bless.
I don't know if he's allowed.
All right. Hi, Kat. Hi, interesting. Animals are okay. All right. So listen, I'm going to go. It's happy hour time.
It was so nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too. All right. And that was, Carmela's not bringing animals, but there I am. That's such a cute little kitty.
Just wants attention.
You totally forgot to mention that. Yes, Queens. I'm Queens. I'm two Queens. People from Queens.
Queens from Queens. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I love being from New York because I feel like we had all these experiences that were like super inappropriate, agent appropriate, but we fucking came out better for it.
Yeah, I'm like, we're such interesting people. Everyone else, like, I'm like, ugh, I'm so bored by them.
Yeah, and then like I went to college and people were like, oh my God, party on. I was like, please, like.
Yeah, by the time I got to college, I was like, I don't care about you idiots partying. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I was so over it. I was like very much more like looking down on them. Like, you can't make it to class.
Give me a break. Yeah. Did you sneak into clubs downtown?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, yeah. We were clubbing at like 14, probably, yeah.
Wow. You did well. I was club more like 17, 18.
I don't know why we started out in a story. They used to have what's that place called? Papagallo's?
Oh, yes.
You remember that?
It sounds very familiar, yes.
But anyway, but like, yeah, we started going places like that. And then like, I don't know, when I was younger, there was all these clubs in the city that we wanted to go to, like down. So that was a whole thing. Yeah, I clubbed like, if I really think about it, I clubbed really hard for about ages 14 to about 28. And then I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, and then it's just like, once you, I became a bartender and that really ruined it for me. I was like, it's work.
But I party for years. Like, I was always going out. And when we were younger, we used to do the drugs. But by the time I like hit like 18, 20, 21, I was like, I left partying sober because like I was just like such a professional.
Hell yeah. I wish you would have known. Happened to meet a person I knew from those days who was like, oh, I'm working at this club, come. And I was like, I'm only going to invite people who know how to club appropriately because I can't handle, you know.
Yeah, then it was weird because the club scene changed. Like, if you party for that long, you see people get really into drugs, people die, people, like, you see friends. Like, it's crazy. And I was like, wow. Like, it's crazy how the scene changes and all that. So
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like comedy. You know, you see, I'm sure you know, you see people.
People die here in comedy. I was like, damn, I never met so many people that died since I left the club life. No, I'm sure.
All right, cool. Well, Mika, where can people come hang out with you and your podcast? We are done here.
So please find me on Instagram at Mika Social, M-E-K-A Social, like Mika Social. So I'll be there. You can catch my podcast on Big Comedy Network. It's on YouTube. We're done here under Big Comedy Network. And then also, I just had a Don't Tell drop about 2 months ago, Don't Tell set. So please watch that. Google Mika Mo, M-E-K-A-M-O-M-O, Don't Tell, to watch my comedy. It might be better than the podcast. I'm not sure. It just depends what you're into, right?
Like, yeah, some people, like, what you're
into. Wellness. But apparently I'm universally funny. So there's that.
Hell yeah. For sure. That we know. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Okay. There we have it. You can follow Misfits Making It on my social pages at Lauren Logie on all the things, Instagram especially, and also X Twitter thing and Threads and TikTok and YouTube Shorts and all the things.
You can get updates and inside info by joining my email list at www.laurenlogi.com. Thank you to Ani Makutsian for editing, Edward Schilla at Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Thank you to Marine Asiant for our new music and Maddie McLennan for making the podcast. And thanks to our listeners for bringing us back for another season. We'll see you soon.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.